authorized e-file preparer. Just look for the e-file logo. You'll get your refund quicker, and there's less than a 1% error rate when you e-file. Thank you for holding. We'll be with you shortly. If you'd like more information on e-filing, log on to our website at www.irs.gov. At the Internal Revenue Service, we are working to put service first. One way of achieving this is by making our website easy to navigate so that you can find answers to most of your questions. When you log on to www.irs.gov, you will also be able to download publications and forms. Please continue to hold. We'll be right with you.
Thank you for waiting, Mr. Huckster.
Not a problem. Call me back, please.
Okay. All right, so here's the thing. Let me ask you a question. Did you save the copies of passports and or the birth certificate?
Yes,
for
of
your...
course.
Okay.
Here's the thing. The thing is that everything is in Hebrew. And in order to send it in to you, it needs to be translated and notarized.
Well, but your U.S. passport or your...
No, that is not a problem. That I can just send you a photograph of it.
No, English, right?
Obviously that I can do immediately and just send you a photograph of it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, exactly.
But in regard...
Let me finish.
Yeah.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
So, really, basically, these subsequent tax years, they are under examination.
Yeah.
And they are obviously mutually exclusive to the previous tax years. So in regards to the income, as it stands right now, I mean, I do need to look at that information for different tax years.
That is not a problem. Let me make myself clear. That is not a problem, okay? Obviously, my income of the years, I mean, I guess it's just not lucky that I got examined twice in a row, but that's besides the point. Obviously, the income substantiations that I've sent for the years 6 and 7 and 8 are different from those of the years 9, 10, and 11. And I obviously need, according to your request, I am obviously required to send you to substantiate my income, correct?
Correct.
But regarding all the other stuff, I'm looking at your letter right now, there's stuff like, it goes like this. For example, a filing status. If married, filing jointly, which is the case, provide a copy of your marriage certificate. Now, my marriage certificate is in Hebrew, excuse me. And I have already translated it and notarized it and sent it to you guys just 2 years ago. The same goes for dependents, my kids, meaning... proof that they live with me and school records and so on and so forth. Now that hasn't changed. My kids are still my kids, of course, and that I have already substantiated. So as far as sending you copies of my passport and my children's naturalization certificates and so on and so forth, that is not a problem at all. And if you want it, I can resend it. The same goes for how's it called in English? W-2, meaning the annual wages. Is the word W-2?
Yeah, I mean, we typically use a W-2 in the U.S. for employees.
All right, so in Israel we have something called a form called 106, which is the same thing. So that I can send, that I will obviously since it's needed by you, I will have it translated and notarized. It's just a few, and I guess I can live with that. But as far as, you know, my marriage certificate, my children's birth certificate, all of those substantiating the fact that they live with me and they're of my care, all of that stuff I already have done, and we're talking about, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at what I sent to you last time, and it's like 50 different documents, all of them notarized and translated. Now, notarizing and translating each of these documents is like $50 a pop. I wouldn't even talk about it if this would be the first time. But I already have sent it to you, and you have it with the lawyer and notary and whatever is needed. So the reason I called now basically is to make sure that you can use that stuff, and basically all you need is confirmation of the wages of mine and my wife of the years we're talking about.
Yeah, actually, what I'm going to say is, just if you can just pick out of what you already have, the most revealing information, you know, in regards to your kids, just fax it to me.
Oh, just fax it?
Yeah, just go ahead and just fax it, and then could just provide a couple, you know, additional documents in regards to your, you know, your wages in regards to the 106, you know, and then just send that to me. Let me take a look at it and see where we're at, and then let me if I need something additionally, let me just talk it over with my manager and see. You know, I haven't really run into this problem. I think with your case, I think what happened was, for some reason, I received. I'm in Santa Ana, California.
Yeah.
I don't know where your previous exam was. I don't know if it was in North Carolina. It was in Puerto Rico.
Correct.
Right. So, for whatever reason, when the case closed. The other years must have been selected, but they just didn't make it to the original examiner for whatever reason. I couldn't even begin to tell you why the new cases didn't go back to the same person.
Well, it's not your fault.
Yeah, so let me do my best to help you and to minimize your workload, and let's see if we can use the information that you've already had notarized and translated, and then if you can get just a few extra documents on the 9, 10, and 11 for your income, let me see what I can do with that. And then I'll put it in front of my manager, and we'll see, you know, if we have enough to go on, or maybe if we can he possibly can request that previous file. The thing is that sometimes that can take a very long time.
I realize this because I got to tell you, this I filed this somewhere in 2012, I think. I'm waiting for an answer on this for like 3 years now.
Well, I believe you. I believe you definitely.
I think I'm not trying to be difficult, but
I definitely understand your. I definitely understand. I mean, I personally wouldn't want to incur the same costs that I already previously went through.
Fine.
It doesn't make it obviously doesn't make sense.
Yeah, by the way, it doesn't make sense either from your point of view. It's also work from your side, and I mean.
And I agree with you 100%.
Okay.
So let's do the following. Let's help each other out.
Okay.
We'll help each other out here. Just go ahead and fax to me.
Let me just repeat what I will practically do right now. Okay. Not right now, but in the next day or two. What I will do, since I have organized copies of everything that I have sent to the previous case examiner, I will fax you basically all of it, okay?
All right.
I have your fax number, and I will fax you basically. Or, you know what, do you have an email account that I can work with?
I really wish we did. Unfortunately, for security reasons, the service doesn't utilize the email going outbound or even inbound.
Although with her, I did. With her, I did work with email.
Yeah, we utilize the fax. Let me just make sure that you have the fax number. What it does do, though, is it turns it into an email for me.
Oh, you get it on your computer.
Yes.
Okay, very well. Your fax number is 877-256-2041?
Correct.
Okay, so I have your fax number. I will fax you the essence of the information I have sent to her a few years ago, together with her information, okay? Together with the information about the previous examiner. It might be useful for you, okay? And on top of that, I will fax to you the equivalent of Israeli 106s on which I based my current reports, okay?
Okay.
And you will get back to me?
Yeah, give me a little bit of time to review it.
What's a little bit of time?
Obviously have many, many, many cases.
Yeah.
If you can fax that to me over the next couple of days, whatever.
I will today or tomorrow. But when can I expect to hear from you? Because it's very hard to reach you guys, you know. I mean, I'm not complaining. You're just saying it's a fact.
Right. No, I agree. It definitely is. We're definitely very busy.
So when can I expect to hear from you?
Give me a couple weeks. I will. It's this phone number. If I call and you don't answer, is there a voicemail?
There is a voicemail, yes. And
okay.
I would also appreciate it. Well, you say you're not using email at all, right?
Yeah.
I would appreciate if some way or another you could confirm to me that you received the faxes that I've sent you, because I don't really, you know, trust fax. Can you drop, is it possible for you to drop me a line by email?
Unfortunately, no, but I can just
catch
you a quick call at this number and
that would be fantastic. Just that I know that you got it. And you're on it. So I can expect that from you?
That's definitely
not
a problem.
Even if I don't answer, just leave me a voicemail saying I got the fax and I'm on it, okay?
That's not a problem. We can do that for you.
Thank you. Now, just two technical small issues. Number one, I wanted to... Oh, you gave me a 45 days... I have to answer within 45 days, right?
That's a general timeline for an international examination.
I know, but so I'm asking you, I should hear from you before the end of that, right?
So what we're doing here is you've contacted me.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've met that 45 days. If I feel that we need to extend that period, or if you need to officially request additional time.
Yeah.
Let me just double check something real quick here.
Go ahead.
What we need to keep in mind is the statute on the tax years. They're September 16th of 2015. We have a little bit of additional time here to work with.
2015, September 2015? That's like a year from now.
Correct. However, we're not able to keep the case that long.
Okay.
We have to make sure it's moving forward.
It shouldn't, right?
Right. We have certain administrative procedural policies to follow in regards to that. It's easier for us and for you if we focus on just getting what we need to get done before we get, you know, within 210 days of that date. So we're still well outside of that date. So if we need an additional, you know, couple weeks here to hammer something out, get some details, we can discuss that. That's not a problem.
Very well.
Right now, let's focus on, you know, just sending me what you have. Let me take a look at that. And then
I will. Very well.
Where we're at after reviewing that information. And then if I need to request additional information, you know, I'll either call you
Yeah.
Right? And I'll discuss that with you. Okay? That way we know where we're at that point. So let's first take a look at what you have.
All right. But for now, I shouldn't worry about the 45 days. We'll just work on it as it comes.
Correct. You've contacted me.
Right. Okay. And just another small question. I recently moved. We moved recently. Now,
okay.
my mail is, I have a follow-up service, so the mail arrived at my apartment anyway, but how do I change my details, my contact information by you, because I'd like any mail to be sent directly to my new apartment, considering the fact that anyway it takes a while sometimes for the mail to arrive from, internationally.
Right. Well, what you'd want to do is you'd want to are you changing your address?
I changed my address about a month ago. And
okay.
There's a
form for that.
Okay.
Okay. Let me tell you what form that is. You just have to, fill it out, and if you can include it, just fax it.
Okay.
Give me a second here. Let me locate it. Okay, it's form 8822.
8822. And
right,
I can just add it to the pile of faxes that I will send to you.
Yep, you can just go to the irs.gov website.
Yeah, I know how to find it.
Yeah, just put sign the information, put the previous address, your new address, make sure, both you and your spouse sign, and then just include it in the fax that you're going to fax over. Then what I'll do is I'll update the address, and then we'll forward it on to the department that officially updates it for, all your official mail from the Internal Revenue Service. It'll become your address of record.
Very well. Very well. And, okay, well, let me just go through this, the what I wanted to speak to you about. Okay, I think we covered pretty much everything. So I will, by Monday, let's put it this way, by Monday you can expect to get the faxes, okay, because I have to get the new wages form from wherever I have to get them. So you can expect the faxes on Monday, and you will call me just letting me know that you got them, right?
Correct. When I receive the fax, I'll know it's from you, from the information, and then I will just go ahead and call the same phone number here that I dialed now to have this conversation with you.
Right.
And I'll just, confirm that I received it real quick. And then we'll, and then I'll go ahead and, give me a couple weeks to review the information, work it into my current, workload with the rest of my inventory. And then I'll come to a determination as to, do I have enough information? Do I really need to request anything else? So let's go ahead and start off that process there. You go ahead and do what you need to do, get that information, including the address change form.
Yeah.
And then when you fax it, I'll look, here, Monday or Tuesday, based on the time difference here, and then we'll go from there. Does that sound
Thank you
workable?
Very, very much. You've been an amazing help. Seriously.
I'm glad.
No, I really mean it. Your attitude is just amazing, and let's try and get done with it as soon as possible. Thank you very, very much, Mr. Schmidt.
You're very welcome, sir. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.